Alyssa Peterson with Environment Canada joins us on the line. Alyssa, thank you very much for joining us. Now the winter is back for a second time, I'm guessing, but spring is right around the corner, according to the calendar. We've already done the spring forward thing with the time, but do we know what's going on with the weather as far as future predictions for the spring is concerned?
Yeah, well, do we know or do we have a forecast? There are two different things here. We have an idea. Our confidence is actually decent for a spring forecast for temperatures. We are looking at above normal for temperatures across northwestern Alberta. So it's hard, though, because temperatures this time of year from March, you know, our max, our normal max is around zero. But by the time we hit May, which is the end of spring, that max is upward around that 10-degree mark. So because of that, there's a lot of transition, and so spring is a little bit more challenging. But at this point, it looks like our temperatures are going to be above normal.
What about precipitation? Now, the last couple of years have been very dry as far as the spring is concerned, and of course, that is keeping wildfire officials on alert. What's up with precipitation? Are we getting more? Are we getting less? Is it going to be dry? Is it going to be wet? What's the deal?
So that's where things get a little bit trickier. Our skill score for long-range forecasting of precipitation is not typically very high. And the reason for that is we have a lot of storm system. Any given storm system that comes through the province can tip that one way or the other. So if we have a couple of different storm systems that come through and give snow, or later into May giving rain, that can flip everything to be way above normal very quickly, compared to if we don't get any storms at all, then we're way below normal, because spring can be pretty volatile when it comes to the weather. The forecast for spring from our computer models is giving a slight indication of potentially a little bit above normal. But like I said, that's a little bit more challenging to really put too much stock into that.
I guess that's the same way in possibly predicting thunderstorms, because thunderstorms can really work against the dryness of the area. How much or how true is that?
That's absolutely true. So as we get further into spring, so when, you know, usually thunderstorm season starts, we can start seeing them in April. We can as early as March, but usually it's April we start to see some strikes. And then into May and especially into June, any thunderstorm, if you have a pretty intense thunderstorm that moves over your area, you can have, you know, 50 millimeters in 2 hours or so, which for climate normals, if you look at the precipitation that we usually get in the month of May for Peace River would be 39.6. So any single thunderstorm that moves across any area could actually give you your month's total in 2 hours. So that's kind of what makes it really challenging as we start to get more of that convective thunderstorm activity in the later spring.
I'm guessing the only thing we could do is just sort of keep our fingers crossed and hope that the weather turns out in our favor and we don't have necessarily a busy summer. Or a busy spring in this case, as far as trying to fight the fact that we've had not a lot of precipitation over the last little while. Yes, we have had snow a little bit more, but we're still fighting the precipitation fight, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you just look at the precipitation we had over the winter. Grand Prairie saw it was the 31st driest. You only had about 60 millimeters, like by the end of February. So that's December, January, and February, 3 months. High level was the fourth driest. So yeah, northwestern Alberta has absolutely been dry. We can cross our fingers for it. What we do want is the weather to be very active, because if the weather is busy and the weather's active, then that usually means we're getting our storm systems moving through, giving the precipitation that we need in the area.
Sounds like a contradiction in terms, but it's beneficial, isn't it?
Well, activity in weather is good. Activity in wildfire is not. So yeah, absolutely.
I think that will work just fine. I appreciate this. Alyssa Peterson is with Environment Canada. Alyssa, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you.